Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, my name is Randy Batson. I'm a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus, which celebrates 60 years in existence in 2023. Today, we go back to March 28, 1857, for a report of an immensely tragic occurrence that was reported on that day in the newspaper called The Barbadian. According to the report, which was carried in the Saturday edition, the morning of the preceding Tuesday, a former corporal of the police force, a current employee in the Provost Marshal's office named George McCullen Ashby, sent his wife to the Colonial Bank with a check for $740, which was supposedly drawn by a solicitor named Peter Chapman. When the woman got to the bank and presented the check, it was assessed by the officials there to be a forgery. The police were called in to investigate, and under questioning, the woman revealed to them that she had gotten the instrument from her husband. A police officer was quickly sent to Ashby's residence to summon him immediately to the bank. When the officer got to the residence, which was located in Bridgetown, around 11 a.m., and told Ashby the reason for his being there, Ashby told the officer to go and he would follow him. However, apparently, once the officer had left the house, Ashby, suspecting the reason for being summoned, went and got a loaded double-barreled fowling piece, which is a shotgun used to shoot birds and other small animals. He placed the muzzle under his chin and shot himself in the head, with the bullet passing through his skull near the forehead and lodging in the roof of the house. The police officer had not gotten far, and he quickly went back to the house, where he was met at the door by Ashby's son-in-law, a 12-year-old boy, who said he has blown his brains out. The officer left to report the incident, but neighbors quickly gathered at the scene, where they found Ashby lying on his side in the front room of the house with the gun laying next to him. The youngest of his children, a 15-month-old girl, stood over him. Miraculously, Ashby clung to life for about 20 minutes after the shooting before eventually dying, leaving his three daughters behind. An inquest was held later the same day. The matter was adjourned to the day before the report was published on March 28, 1857, when evidence was heard with respect to the forgery, and a verdict in relation to the death was returned as self-murder.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.